Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're about to know what I mean by that if you didn't already, because we got our good friend Mike Menzies back on the show, one of the smartest guys I know. Mike is a longtime member of, actually an original member of our Brain Trust, and the president of Eastern Bank and Trust out of Eastern Maryland, the beautiful part of the Eastern Shore over there. He's also the chairman of the Independent Community Bankers of America. The ICBA is an outstanding organization of independent community bankers, and he is their leader this year, and he's our good friend. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
James, thanks. It's a thrill to be with you, and welcome back to the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
It's good to have you back, Mike. Mike, I continue to be rankled about something for months and months and months now. I just get so upset almost on a daily basis about the bad information that people are giving out. Some people who should know better and who do it anyway, and some people who don't know better but who act like they do know. The thing I get upset about is the bad information about small businesses and their access to capital and their relationship with bankers. I keep hearing, you know, small businesses can't get the money they need to grow their businesses, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? If you're a small business construction company and you're trying to build a $10 million commercial development, you probably got a problem. But most small businesses today, Mike, and you correct me if I'm wrong, most small businesses, if they want money from a bank and they can qualify, they can get it, can't they?
Absolutely, James. And if you drive by the marquee at Eastern Bank and Trust, you'll see on the front of it, who says banks aren't lending. And, you know, there are 8,000 community banks in this country. There are 8,000 banks that are $10 billion and under in size.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in business. Their doors are open. They're making loans. They're supporting their communities. And
everyone I talk to, Mike, everyone, and I talk to them all over the country, you included. I mean, I'm talking about from teeny tiny towns, smaller than Eastern Maryland, which is pretty small, all the way to Park Avenue in New York City. These independent community bank leaders tell me, we would like to loan more money to small business owners. They're not coming in. They're not asking us for loans.
Yeah, there are a couple of conditions. One is that we are, if people have looked recently, in a recession, and therefore balance sheets are winding down some, and businesses are contracting some. The other part of the equation is that that four-letter word, speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Speculation is not popular right now with anyone. So surely during the early part of this decade, there were loans made based on speculation, mm-hmm. and there's little speculation lending going on. But that's a natural part of the business cycle.
It happened before. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, it'll happen again. That's exactly right. But the community banks are lending, and we are aggressively knocking on doors along with our competitor community banks in our community,
right,
looking for business and working on business. And
now it's true that the big banks are not doing as much business with small businesses, and it's just the circumstances that they're in right now with their relationship with the government, with the big banking scenarios. They're not. I mean, they may say they are, but they're really not doing it like the independent community bankers are. And so what's happening, Mike, is a lot of these so-called experts that really aren't, they may be experts in something, but they're not experts when they're talking about small business capitalization and their relationship with their bankers. So these so-called experts, they read the tea leaves of the big banks, and then they just expand that out to everybody else, the small business and the independent bankers, and they act like that's a blanket statement that works for everybody, and it doesn't, and that makes me mad.
Well, the mega banks, and I'm not necessarily talking about the regional banks, because there's some very healthy regional banks, but the mega banks are dealing with two conditions. Condition one is called deleveraging.
Right.
Their capital has been impaired, and therefore they're trying to shrink their balance sheet. And the only way you shrink your balance sheet if you're in the loan business is to not make or to get out of the good loans,
because
you can't get out of the bad loans.
Mm-hmm.
The other condition is that their decision model is a computer-driven model.
Right. Credit scoring.
As opposed to loan officers making personal decisions mm-hmm. about people they know and businesses they've visited. And that computer model is under stress in times like this when it comes to making decisions.
Because somebody can go in and adjust the algorithms, put a couple of new parameters in there, and the requirements go up for making a loan. And anyway, let's take a quick break, folks. Right back with more truth, more of the truth about small business, the capital, and their bankers after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Little Dire Straits bring us back. That's Mark Knopfler, lead guy there at Dire Straits. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And you can find lots of different things to do there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including going back and listening to all the words of wisdom that Mike Menzies has deposited with us over the last 11 years now, where we've actually you know what, Mike, this is our basically our 11th anniversary right now. Do you know that?
Remarkable. I think you're getting old, Jim.
I know it. Well, it was in October. We're a little beyond it. October of 98, you first joined me on the show. I ran you down. I was looking for somebody to be on the show, and I ran you down. So thank you for 11 great years. You're an original member of the Brain Trust. And Mike Menzies is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland. And I don't know what we would have done with him without him over the years to bring some sanity to this discussion about small business owners and their banking relationships. Mike, and folks, so many things that Mike has told us over the years. You can go back and listen to those archives, and those things are what the things he talked about with regard to how to get a loan, the six C's of credit, all that kind of stuff. All that's classic, valuable stuff. Will never go out of date. So go listen to some of the things Mike's told us before. Mike, every time I talk to bankers, independent community bankers, they tell me we have money. Small business owners aren't borrowing. Part of the reason, I think, is because small business owners, either they know they don't have the credit worthiness to get a loan, and they just aren't coming in, or they're hunkering down and trying to make do with what they've got, which you can't blame them for that. So that's what the issue is. Small business owners don't need more capital borrowed. They need more capital from customers, don't they?
Well, they need from growing sales. Yes, they need to maintain or grow sales, and they need to have their balance sheets fit their current environment.
Right.
You know, there's nothing more powerful than in life, let alone in business, than being tested.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us at some point in time in our personal or in our corporate careers are tested. And this is an economy that's testing small business, and it tests our ability to manage a balance sheet, to manage expenses, and to manage our business model. As long as we're focused on the value proposition, whatever we are, retail or restaurant, and we maintain that value proposition, we focus on what we're doing for our customers, we'll get through this kind of a correction. But this is a time for focus. This is a time to intensely manage the balance sheet and focus on the delivery of value to customers. And most small businesses do exactly that.
Now, right now, and we're going to talk about the SBA in a minute, but before we go there, if I've got a business and my balance sheet and the scale of my business has gotten a little bit upside down, shouldn't my banker be open to a phone call from me saying, okay, look, I know that, you know, I don't want to borrow any money right now, but I'm going to want to before too long. I may not be the right fit for you right now, but will you help me get to that point? Is there anything wrong with that phone call happening?
You know, that phone call should go both ways. If the banker is doing their job and getting periodic annual financial statements and looking at the financial condition of the company, and the banker sees that their working capital is upside down or that sales have contracted relative to their balance sheet, the banker should be calling their customer saying, hey, let's sit down and talk about the right structure for your business today. The structure that we put together 4 or 5 years ago doesn't work the way you're configured right now. Let's reconfigure it. We are doing that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time we're sitting with customers who have had a contraction of sales or a contraction of their balance sheet and saying, okay, we need to reconfigure the debt structure on your balance sheet so that it works for you over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years as we get through.
And you're doing this proactively. You're reaching out to these customers proactively, aren't you?
Absolutely.
And say, we want to help you because we think you're worth helping.
Yeah, and because we know that that small businesses might be inclined to say, well, I don't think I want to go into the banker and tell them that
right.
my cash flows have
right.
declined
right.
and that I'm having trouble servicing the debt.
Mm-hmm.
It might mean extending the maturity on the loan. It might
right.
mean extending the payments on the loan. It might mean reducing the interest rate for a period of time.
Right.
There's so many different tools there to allow the debt to work through this period of time. Banks don't want collateral. They don't want to take their collateral, and they don't want to shut businesses down. They want to do everything they can to sustain
right.
that business over time.
Especially
and
if they've got a business, if they've got a customer that isn't their customer's fault that things have contracted. They got
right.
a good business model. These are honorable people. They're trying to do a good job. We just got a temporary situation. I don't mind telling you, Mike. A year ago, I contacted my banker and I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where we're going, but I'm going to ask you to look at all of my relationships with you, all of my transactions with you, and I want you to make sure that you that I want you to look for ways that you can help me maximize my cash flow. And he did. I mean, I don't mind telling you, I made that phone call.
That's great. And, you know, the next issue that all businesses, small businesses, need to pay intense attention to is commercial real estate.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be
that's the shoe waiting
price
to drop,
correction.
Isn't it?
That's the next challenge that we face in this business
yeah.
cycle.
Yeah.
Rents are going to fall. Values are going to fall. Everyone needs to be prepared to deal with
that
cycle.
That shoe hasn't completely. We know the shoe's coming. We don't know how bad it's going to be, but we know it's coming, and the damage still hasn't been absorbed yet, has it?
No, it hasn't.
It's yet to
but
come.
It's sustainable. Believe
it's
me, we can sustain this.
I'm
correction.
Glad to hear you say that. But that's going to happen the next 12 months, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Stand by. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to get the truth from Mike Menzies about his relationship as a banker with the SBA that offers guarantees for small business loans. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're visiting with our good friend Mike Menzies, the president of Easton Bank and Trust, Easton, Maryland, the beautiful part of the Eastern Shore over there where the crabs run beautifully in the summer and the spring and the Canada geese are thick as hair on a dog's back in the fall, right, Mike?
And the women are strong, the men are handsome,
exactly.
and the children are intelligent.
Are above average,
and,
right?
That's right, and we have our waterfowl festival in 2 weeks, which is the most beautiful waterfowl event of the world.
Oh, man, I got to come up there for that sometime.
You really do.
You
know, we have the best decoy carvings literally in the world.
Mm, mm.
Second week in November, just going to be gorgeous.
We'll have to schedule that for next year. Mike,
yeah.
The government, I saw a statistic the other day, that said, of all the money the government has been doling out to all the different groups, small business has wound up with about 0.5% of that.
That makes sense. I mean, the trillions that have gone to bail out the mega banks,
yeah, and the car companies,
and the car companies,
and the
Wall
unions,
Street. Yep. And as you know as well as I do, that 90%+ of all the jobs formed in this nation are small business,
and over half of the economy is produced by small business.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and
70 million
diversity is
70 million paychecks every week.
Yeah, That diversity is why we sustain this economy.
Yeah, but and you know, and then other people say, well, what would you have the government do? Should the government give small business owners money? And I say, no, you know what they really should do? Just get out of our way. Small business owners are not looking for a handout. We just want the government to get out of our way.
Absolutely true. And but, you know, the SBA has really stepped to the plate in providing strategies for small business to get through this cycle. And we're not talking about tons of money. The ARC program, for example, is a $35,000 one-year interest-only loan.
Karen Mills, Karen Mills, the SBA administrator, she announced that during Small Business Week last May.
And that has meant a great deal to many small businesses to tide them through. And again, you're not talking about trillions of dollars of capital. You're talking about small amounts of money to sustain small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, the president announced an expansion of the bank capital program for banks to get additional CPP capital purchase program.
Is that going to put a bank in a compromising position with the government the way that it did with Bank of America and the others? Is that a similar kind of type of situation?
I think that it will absolutely cause banks to think twice because of what's going on.
Yeah.
Because
it does put you in business with the government, doesn't it?
And a fair number of community banks won't want to go down that road. But when it comes to the constraints, most community bankers wish they were making anywhere near the salary caps that are being discussed. There is clearly a stigma attached to any government capital program in the banking industry.
Our independent community. So this is a program, a mini program, not unlike the TARP program, right?
It's a mini TARP program.
Mini TARP program.
Just for small community banks.
Are your guys taking this? Is Eastern Bank and Trust taking money from the government?
No, Eastern Bank and Trust is not going to take the money, and it's because we're very well capitalized.
I'm proud of you for both of those things.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
But I know a bank who has taken that. I know an independent community bank that has taken that money.
Well, some have, and some will take the money, and they'll use it responsibly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the basic difference is that the community banks took the money in order to further grow their balance sheets and help their communities.
And
loan
money.
Yeah,
not to make acquisitions.
Yeah, and not to bail out, not as a bailout.
Yeah.
So, you know, the unfortunately, that they were painted with that stigma.
But do you think that's a good program?
I think it's a make-sense program if, in fact, banks can expand their capital in order to increase small business lending in their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense, and whether it's a good program, we'll find out.
But what I'm concerned about, Mike, is that it was not a proper use of those assets, because if banks aren't making loans because small business owners aren't asking for them, giving them more capital isn't going to cause small business owners to ask for more loans.
That's an absolutely true statement. But there are probably some communities, James, where they are still growing. I mean, look, we see some green shoots, if you will, Ford making money.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting to think that you have an American car company that's making money.
Right.
And so there's some solid examples of having reached the bottom of this economy, and hopefully we'll be able to begin to
come
out of it.
Quickly, what do you think about 2010? Just a few seconds.
A flat year, I think, but I think it's the beginning of a recovery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a long sludge to get out of this recovery, isn't it?
It's going to take a while, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's going to take a while. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. EastonBankandTrust.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the website, EastonBankandTrust.com. It's not your grandfather's bank's website. Thanks, Mike Menzies, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, James.
We'll see you next time. Mike Menzies, folks, couldn't do without him. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.